In this bulletin, a fatal stabbing attack in England declared a terrorism incident. Health authorities warn against travel to coronavirus hotspots in Victoria. And in the English Premier League, Chelsea defeats Aston Villa 2-1. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. British police are treating a stabbing rampage in a park that killed three people as a terrorist attack. Three others were seriously wounded in the attack in the town of Reading's Forbury Gardens Park on Saturday. Authorities have arrested a 25-year-old local man and say there's no evidence suggesting anyone else was involved. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's disturbed by the attack.
I'm appalled and sickened that people should lose their lives in this way, and our thoughts are very much with the families and friends of the victims today.
Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu is urging the public to remain cautious.
There is no specific intelligence to suggest anyone attending crowded places is at risk. But I would ask the public, please continue in your daily lives, but be alert, not alarmed, when you are out in public. If you see anything suspicious, anything at all that makes you feel suspicious, then please report it. Please remain vigilant.
The peak health advisory body to the federal government is warning against travel to six local government areas in Victoria as the state's coronavirus cases continue to rise. The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee is strongly discouraging travel to and from the Melbourne areas of Hume, Casey, Brimbank, Moreland, Cardinia and Darebin. It comes as the state recorded 19 new infections on Saturday, bringing the total number of active cases to over 120. Police Minister Lisa Neville says law enforcement will be strengthened to ensure people abide by the rules.
Police are ready to go now with that model. They will, as they have throughout this, look to fine those people and enforce against those people who are undertaking deliberate, blatant and obvious breaches. So people should be in no doubt that this is now again serious and we all have a role to play and that police will take this seriously.
Meanwhile, a new report has warned of the dangers of Australians thinking the fight against COVID-19 is over. The paper from the Grattan Institute shows the risk of new infections increases as shops, schools and workplaces reopen, particularly if people ignore social distancing rules. The report says workplaces should be reopened slowly, with as many people working from home as possible to limit opportunities for the virus to spread. It also recommends state and territory should maintain different restrictions, including border closures, if they have different rates of local transmission. In other news, the fiancé of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is pleading for the Australian government to help him return to his family. Mr. Assange secretly fathered two children with Stella Morris during his time in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The 48-year-old is fighting extradition to the United States on 17 charges of violating the US Espionage Act and one of conspiring to commit computer intrusion. Ms. Morris has told the Nine Network she's worried about the health of her partner, who is being held in Britain's Belmarsh prison.
I want people to understand that we're being punished as a family. It's not just Julian in the prison. It's the kids that are being deprived of their father. It's me that's being deprived. I need Julian, you know, and he needs me. And I'd like to ask Scott Morrison to do everything he can to get Julian back to his family.
To sport, an English football club Chelsea has scored two goals in 3 minutes to win 2-1 against Aston Villa in the Premier League. Courtney House placed Villa ahead just before half-time, before Chelsea's Christian Pulisic and Olivier Giroud scored to win the game. The result has kept Chelsea in fourth position on the Premier League table, now 5 points ahead of Manchester United, while Villa remains second from the bottom. And now for a look at today's weather. Late showers in Perth and 22, shower or two in Adelaide and 15, showers increasing in Melbourne, 14, rain and windy in Hobart, and 13, a shower or two in Canberra and 11, partly cloudy in Wollongong, 16, similar conditions in Sydney and 18, partly cloudy in Newcastle, 17, sunny in Brisbane, 21, mostly sunny in Cairns and 27, and sunny in Darwin and 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.